Proclamation number 6236, dated the April 12th, 1955. Accountability before God's judgment seat. One day you all will have to justify yourselves before God's judgment seat. Make sure that you can step before Him without fear and trepidation. Make sure that you will be acceptable in God's eyes so that you may share His kingdom with Him. This is a serious admonition, for you will greatly regret it one day, if you neglect to subordinate yourselves to His commandments, if you pay no attention to His will on earth and then realize the consequences of your indifference and opposition. As yet you will still have the opportunity to change if you don't live the right way. If you don't care about God's will, your earthly task is still constantly pointed out to you. The Word of God is still made accessible to you and His might is time and again revealed to you through all kinds of events. You can still change if you seriously want to. However, once your hour has come, when you are called up from this world, then the hour of your accountability will also have come, and you will no longer be able to undo anything nor catch up on what you have done or neglected to do during your earthly life. Then you will be judged according to righteousness and justice. Then all your sins will be revealed and you will recognize yourselves, for then you will live in darkness and find yourselves in a miserable state, which, however, you created for yourselves through your way of life on earth. Don't live carelessly from day to day. Consider the fact that you were only permitted to embody yourselves on earth for a purpose, that you did not arbitrarily come into existence as a whim of the Creator, that you were given a goal and that this goal can only be reached if you subordinate yourselves to God's will, if you adapt yourselves to divine order. If you work at improving yourselves, so that everything which had left the order will live in eternal order again, when you, who are imperfect, shape yourselves to perfection again by fulfilling the divine commandments, which demand love for Him and your neighbor. God gave you these commandments because you were devoid of love, which, however, is the epitome of divine order. He gave them to you as a guiding principle for your life on earth, according to which you can therefore conduct yourselves in life. Only the fulfillment of these commandments is His will, which He time and again proclaims to you through His word. Thus, listen to His word and try to live up to it by only ever accomplishing works of love in order to thereby come ever closer to Him. Then you truly need not fear the day of judgment. Then you will be able to step before God's judgment seat, before His eyes, and He will be well pleased with you. The hour of passing away from this earth will also be the hour of your redemption and you will be able to enter the spiritual realm in a free and unburdened state. Abide by my admonition which sounds to you from above. Don't be half-hearted and indifferent because you deem the day of passing away still to be distant. Bow to His will and fit in with it, live in love, because then you will live in and with God and one day you will be accepted in His kingdom, where love reigns supreme and where love bestows beatitudes without limitation. Amen.